Hello, and welcome to the Maximizing the Net podcast, a weekly podcast highlighting a topic of interest to Maximizing the Net newsletter subscribers. For those of you that have just happened upon this podcast, Maximizing the Net is a website that lets you take advantage of great online purchase deals on the net. We scour the net for deals on computers, software, electronics, web hosting, web design, domain purchasing, voice over IP phone service, mobile phones, books, textbooks, movies, games, gourmet food, chocolate, and a host of other products and services that people buy on the World Wide Web. Our newsletter highlights tips, advice, and recommendations on tons of products and services available on the web, and we take pride in offering some of the best deals on the net. I'm Kendra Cotton, Managing Editor of MaximizingTheNet.com, and I thank you for joining us this week, and I thank you for subscribing to our newsletter. Even though this podcast is geared towards people that are already subscribers, if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed, I would encourage you to do so by visiting MaximizingTheNet.com as soon as possible and signing up for it. This week's topic is Maximizing Software. I'm amazed at how many people have computers that don't actually know how to use them, or how to use them well, or know their full functionality potential. In fact, I've been on computers for many, many years, and I'm continually amazed by how many new things I find out that my old software can do. Some of you may know that Microsoft Office 2010 was just released a few weeks ago, but what you may not know is that there is a comparable Office productivity suite called OpenOffice. If you run over to the Microsoft Store website and purchase a copy of the professional version of Microsoft Office 2010 outright, you'll probably spend about $500, or more specifically, $499.99, plus $14.95 for shipping if you desire to have a backup disk and documentation mailed to you. The good news is, if you're a MaximizingTheNet.com visitor, you can go to our software page that's located at MaximizingTheNet.com/software/software.html and take advantage of our deals that we have with the Microsoft Store, which is currently where you can save $200 if you upgrade 3 PCs. I know, that's exciting. Now, if you're not quite ready to drop $500 on an Office productivity suite, then perhaps you may be excited to learn about the open source Office suite of OpenOffice.org. OpenOffice.org has everything you'd expect in an Office suite, and it's open source, which means that you can have it for free. All you need to pay is $9.97 for shipping and handling for the free OpenOffice CD, which you can find out more about if you visit our software page on MaximizingTheNet.com. With OpenOffice.org version 3, you get a word processor in addition to a spreadsheet, database, software. Also, it comes with a graphics editor and presentation creators. Plus, if you're a person that likes to create your own ebooks and share documents online, it has a built-in PDF writer that helps you make PDF files without actually having to buy additional PDF creator software. So I think that that option alone makes it worth more than the cost of the $10 that the CD cost. One of the really great things about the OpenOffice.org software suite is that the files can be stored in a format that can be opened on Windows, Linux, and Macintosh applications. And for $10, I think it's worth a try to at least try out. And if you don't want to get the CD and the documentation that comes along with it, you can actually go to our software page at MaximizingTheNet.com and click on the last link for Office, OpenOffice.org, that's at the bottom of the paragraph that talks about it. And you can actually download a copy of the software and try it out. And I also would like to point out, in an effort of full disclosure, that I use both Microsoft Office products and the OpenOffice suite, and I find them both to be great software applications, but not paying $500 for it definitely places OpenOffice as the front runner as far as Office productivity suite software goes, in my opinion. Another thing that I wanted to talk about on the topic of software is creative graphic software. Someone recently asked me to explain the differences between the Adobe Acrobat Reader and the Adobe Acrobat Software Suite. The biggest difference is that the Adobe Acrobat Reader allows you to read PDF files, where PDF stands for Portable Document Format. And the Adobe Acrobat Software Suite actually allows you to create and edit PDF files and not just read them as the reader does. The biggest way you'll know the difference between Adobe Acrobat and the Adobe Acrobat Reader is that the reader is available for free and you can download it just about anywhere on the web. Whereas the Adobe Acrobat Suite, which is currently on version 9, starts off at about $299. Or, if you already own a previous version of 6, 7, or 8, you can actually upgrade it for $99. So, as I mentioned, the OpenOffice.org software suite has a built-in PDF writer, which is helpful in creating graphics, but of course, the Adobe Acrobat Suite is a more sophisticated tool with much more functionality for the things that you can do and how you can create things. And I have to admit that I have both the Adobe Acrobat as well as Acrobat Reader installed on all of my PC and Mac computers, and I found that as a general rule of thumb, it's always best to buy odd number versions of the Adobe Acrobat software, because quite simply, I find that these versions tend to have the least bugs or long-term issues. And that's just my opinion, but that's something that I've found over the several different versions of this software that I've purchased in the past. And as a final note, I just wanted to mention that I wouldn't recommend a product or service that I wouldn't use or buy myself or recommend to a close family member or friend. That's the integrity standard that I've set for MaximizeTheNet.com, and it also extends to any contributing writers that contribute anything to our site. So just wanted to put that out there, that we actually do get offers for products and services that simply don't meet that criteria, and we simply choose not to feature them on the site. So I just wanted to mention that, and also put a note out there that if you have used a product or service that we've recommended on the site, we would love to hear your feedback. So please get in touch with us through the Contact Us page on our website or by filling out the brief survey, which is linked to on the bottom of every page. And that's it for this week's Maximizing the Net podcast. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll continue visiting the Maximizing the Net website and sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already. In fact, I would invite anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice right now to visit the MaximizingTheNet.com website, check it out, and give us your feedback through the Contact Us page or by sending us your thoughts at podcast@MaximizingTheNet.com or in 140 characters or less on Twitter at MaximizingNet. And note, that's Maximizing Net, where there is no the in the Twitter name because we didn't have enough characters to include it. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed our podcast this week and that you'll continue to come back and maximize the net with us.